Back here, Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Wednesday. We go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and say hello to Predators forward Mikael Granlund, who has been nice enough to join us this morning. Mikael, how you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing good.
I know it's been a whirlwind of the last few days. I mean, you've been traded around this time of year. That's how you got to Nashville, but what's kind of the mood of the room right now as some key guys get moved to other teams? How do you all just kind of stay focused on the task at hand?
I mean, it's never easy, that's for sure. You know, you have these great players, great friends, and you lose them, and it's obviously a little bit an emotional moment for everybody, and you know, like, you're kind of thinking where the team is at and all that. So it's never easy, but at the same time, we've all been in a game for that long. We know the business side of it, and sometimes you need to make moves like that. So it's kind of, you know, a little bit of a lot of emotions and all that. So it's never the optimal the situation, but you know, it is what it is, and you just try to do your best out there and get prepared for the games.
Mattias Ekholm is a staple with this team, has been a building block, you know, the last decade or so since he got here. You've played with him a long time now. What did he mean to you personally and to this team?
I mean, he's been here for a long time. He was the backbone of the team, you know, just a great player. And personally, like, he's a great friend. Our families are really close, so it's always tough to see a guy like that to go somewhere else. But, you know, that's part of this business, and there's nothing really you can do about it right now.
Talking to Mikael Granlund, Predators forward. So last night, I know you didn't get the win and continue that winning streak, but I have to think that you guys liked the way that you competed, the way that you played against a team that's, you know, fighting like you are for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a really tight game. I really think we deserved a little bit more than 0 points. But, you know, it was a little bit heartbreaking, but that's how the hockey goes sometimes, and we just gotta go off to the next one. But overall, I really liked our effort, and if we keep playing like that, we're gonna rack up some points.
I think it's easy for those that aren't, you know, in the room with you guys and you know, aren't in the game, to sit back and look and go, okay, the Predators are trading off some pieces, you know, they're throwing it in, and that's not the case at all. With you all, I mean, in fact, I saw a team last night that had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. You had a guy making his NHL debut in Evangelista. Is that kind of the feeling right now of, like, it adds a little motivation to fight for those points and get into the playoffs?
I mean, you always want to win. You always want to do your best. Obviously, with quite a few changes now, there's a little bit more opportunities for some other guys, and that's how it goes. And I think guys, you know, who has got more ice time, and you know, with all the injuries, with trades, you know, like, there's some opportunities for the younger kids here. So I really hope they can step it up and take the next step. And I mean, they've been doing a really good job. So it kind of always goes both ways. Somebody is moved out, someone else is going to get an opportunity. So we're going to really do our best to get prepared every single game. And with the team we have, I'm sure we can rack up some points. And maybe, you know, you never know after the regular season. Like, are you going to get in? So we just need to try to get wins.
Mikael Granlund is with us. And on Monday, David Poile officially announced his retirement after 40-something years as a general manager. He's been here for 26 as the only general manager of the Predators. What was kind of your reaction to that news, and what has David Poile meant to you?
I mean, he's been great to me, first of all, but what he's done in hockey, it's spectacular. It's amazing, and obviously what he's done for this franchise here in Nashville. This is such a great team these days. There's a lot of players around the league who want to play here, and you know what he's done to the game of hockey. It's great, and you know he's been really great, and good retirement for him.
And conversely on that, Barry Trotz will be the new general manager. I know you weren't here when he was here the first time as the head coach, but I'm sure that you've talked to guys like Roman and, you know, Matthias and Philip that, you know, did play for him. What's kind of the sense about him and Barry Trotz coming back to the Predators?
What I've heard about him, he's just a great human being. That's the around the league or anyone who's been play for him. That's the first thing that comes always. Like, he's a great person. He's a great guy and a great human being. So that's first that comes to mind. And obviously he's been long in this game, being a coach. Obviously has won something and I'm really excited to have him here and to be working with him.
And also, happy belated birthday, because I know you just celebrated a birthday. What I did not know, it was your son, right, that you share a birthday with?
Oh, yeah. I get it easy. I get to celebrate my son's birthday, so I don't need to do anything for myself. I love it. So it's kind of cool situation.
So this is the son that was born around the time you were traded here, right?
Yeah, I got traded here, and one hour later we were in labor. So that was, if someone can tell me a little crazier day than that, I don't know. But, yeah, that was quite something.
Yeah, that is crazy to think about. Well, Mikhail, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck. I know it's been a crazy few days and maybe a crazy few more days to go before the deadline, but appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Absolutely. Mikhail Granlund, Predators forward, joining us here on Chase and Michelle, and did celebrate a birthday the other day with his son, which I had the same reaction Max Herz did when he found that out, of like, wait, I didn't know that. That's awesome. But I can't imagine what it's like, Michelle, being a player. Mikhail's been traded before, and so he kind of, you know, knows what that's like. But to kind of just sit in the locker room and you walk in for practice or for a morning skate or even warm-ups, as we've seen, and go, like, am I going to be here tomorrow, or is that guy next to me going to be here tomorrow? And that's kind of what the Predators are feeling right now.
Exactly. I mean, after – I think this was – there was sound from Matt Duchene after one of the games over the weekend – and he made it very clear in his post game that, you know, I want to be a part of this. I still want to be a Nashville Predator. You could tell in Yossi's voice last night, he obviously was distressed about all of this, playing with Matthias for so long. Not only is he a leader on your team, but he's a friend. He's probably one of their best friends, right? And they've spent almost every day together for the last couple of years. So it's tough from the perspective of, you're walking on ice. You don't know if you're going to get traded, but then also seeing one of your good friends get traded as well. I'm sure, you know, the environment in the locker room around this time of year, it's definitely tense. People just don't know what's going to happen, especially here with the Nashville Predators and all the changes they've made, and even announcing that they'll be having a new general manager coming up this summer.
Yeah. So I just can't imagine what it's like to feel that, but they're pros. They get it. They know that it's a part of it, and they just keep powering through for sure. Coming up next, we'll look at some of the other moves that have happened around the league, because there have been some big ones that have happened in the NHL as we lead up to the trade deadline. We'll do that coming up next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.